You have a little bit more than a month before your agency's budget runs out. The continuing resolution expires on November 18th. So you're probably wondering, what's next? David Hawkins is the editor of CQ Roll Call's Daily Briefing, and he helped us break down the progress on the Hill, or the lack thereof.
As a matter of fact, there is. Last night, Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell, the two Senate leaders, seemed to paper over their big parliamentary spat of a week ago and decided that it was in the Senate's best interest to get on the stick a little bit on the appropriations bills. They've only passed one bill. The House has passed six, and their view is it'll be difficult for the Senate to get its way in negotiations with the House if they don't do something. And besides, they don't have much else really that they agree on that they should do. So starting tomorrow and for the next week, they are putting out on the floor what's known in the Capitol as a minibus, not an omnibus, which is all 12 of the bills, but a minibus, which is just three of the bills, three of the domestic bills, the agriculture bill, the commerce, justice, science bill, and the transportation housing bill, all of which wrapped together add up to $182 billion, so it's a pretty big domestic spending package. And they're going to let the bill be out there all next week. They say they're going to try it the old-fashioned way, put it out there, let lots of amendments be offered. Hopefully have a bunch of votes on amendments and then pass the bill probably by next Friday. The incentive for doing that is that they've said they're not going to let the senators take the following week off as they're supposed to unless they get that bill passed.
So that's the Senate side, but of course you've got the House side, different party and different goals. And so if the Senate does it, great, but it's still got a whole other House to go through.
No, that's true. Yes, you're absolutely right. The House, there doesn't seem to be any movement on the House side because on the House side, the party that's in control does not agree with itself as to how to proceed. The Republican leadership says they should be proceeding under one grand total for spending, which is the grand total that was agreed to as part of the deal in August that avoided the debt ceiling and default problem. And some measure of conservative House Republicans think that that's still too much money. So they can't really agree. But what I do think they all agree on is that they do not want to threaten another government shutdown. I think both sides agree that sounds terrible, it looks terrible, it's bad politics. And so there's no doubt that they're not going to get this whole thing done by November 18th, which is, as you know, is the Friday before Thanksgiving. And it looks for sure as though they will do another running in place bill at that same funding level, probably into the middle of December. I would guess that the true target adjournment date for getting this done is maybe December 12th.
I'm going to write that down.
Right.
And I'm going to have you on the show. I'm going to have you on the show on December 13th. No, well, but you know, I couldn't blame you really too much if that's where we wound up, because this is turned into kind of the standard operating procedure in Washington.
A mess is the standard operating procedure for this process. Incredibly, it has been 15 years since the actual budget law was followed, which is to say each of the 12, or in the old days 13, bills got written on its own, got enacted on its own, got signed on time for the start of the new fiscal year. That was a long, long time ago.
And of course, that crosses the leadership of both parties in both sides of Capitol Hill. So it's no one particular group's fault.
It's been a bipartisan inability to follow through the budget process. I mean, this is a little bit too wonky, maybe. But this whole process was only cooked up in the mid-1970s. And it just seems to not really work that well in an era of divided governments, very time consuming. I mean, this is, you know, we should hasten to add, this is $1 trillion they're talking about just for the discretionary portion of the budget. And there are a lot of little policy decisions that go along with that $1 trillion. There are a lot of fights to be had. One of the things we're hearing is that the so-called super committee, the small group of 12, anointed people who are supposed to be coming up with the big $1 trillion deficit debt reduction package, they're considering actually as part of their process, part of their bill, some sort of budget reform, but we don't know the exact shape of it yet.
Well, you anticipated my next question, which is this process hasn't been around for a tremendously long time. It certainly doesn't date back, as you gave it away, back to the 70s. And this might be an opportune time for something like the super committee is potentially looking at to say, wait a minute, we've tried it and it doesn't seem to be working, so let's try something else.
Right, because as we've discussed before, I think, I mean, uncertainty is just is anathema to the people who were affected by this, which is not only the federal workers who have to carry out the programs, but of course the hundreds of millions of people who benefit or rely on these programs. One of the oldest saw in Washington is that the business community likes nothing better than certainty, but I think federal workers and the people who administer federal programs and federal contractors all would just as soon know one way or the other before the new budget year is too far gone, what they're facing.
We started to see the effects, too, back in April when we were talking about shutdown back then, that it actually costs agencies more to operate under CRs in shutdown mode than the money that's saved by the negotiations that go back and forth, too.
Yeah, that's right. That is a reality that is I don't want to sound pejorative to members of Congress, but it's a reality that many members of Congress are willing to ignore because it's a little bit difficult to explain to the typical voter out in the rest of the country, and all those voters want to know is that they're holding their feet to the fire and that they're not allowing programs to change and that it's sort of holding the government hostage in a sense until they can work the big issues out.
All right, I wrote down December 12th, and of course you'll be on between now and then, but you'll certainly be on December 12th, David.
Thank you. I'll note it down in my book too.
Always great to have you on the program. Thanks for being on. David Hawkins is the editor of CQ Roll Call's Daily Briefing. You can hear this conversation and learn more about what's happening budget-wise on the In-Depth page at federalnewsradio.com. That's it for In-Depth with Francis Rose today. Washington Capitals hockey is on next. They're in Pittsburgh playing the Penguins, and you'll hear it all next on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Tomorrow, we've got a brand new In-Depth for you between 3 and 7. Thanks for listening.